presenting Charles Boyer.
Qui passe sans me voir. La, da, da, da.
Hello, my dear. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Michel. La 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 di la da da la da di.
The National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting a new series starring Charles Boyer as Michel. Who is Michel? Well, if you know Paris well, then surely you must have seen him on the boulevard. Handsome, gallant, and debonair, always in faultless evening clothes, a connoisseur of all things really rare and precious, blonde, brunette, or otherwise, and a storyteller beyond compare. What matter, then, if it is true that he's always penniless? At least he has his pride. Bart Conway was to discover that fact the night he met Michelle at a certain café on Montparnasse.
But why don't you want to sell me this story, Michelle?
It is time you realize, Mr. Conway, that some things are not for sale, even for the almighty American dollar. The answer is no.
Now, wait, Michelle.
Do you not know that every man holds in his heart some sacred memories? Do you think money is all that anyone cares about in this bitter world?
Michelle, it was your idea that we meet here today, not mine. You phoned and said you had another story you were sure I'd want to buy. And here, I brought the money with me. 200 in cash.
In cash? That was a sinful thing to do.
Now, do we do business or not?
Well, if I take that money, it is for one reason only. There is, in a certain house in Paris tonight, an old woman. Frail and worn, her once straight and beautiful shoulders bent with years of simple, honest toil. That dear old woman has need of this money, Mr. Conway. Great need. For that reason alone, I must betray my heart.
I understand, Michelle. She is your mother.
No, no. My landlady. The 200, please.
Here. Now, what's the story?
Well... You know, my throat is suddenly dry.
I know, brandy.
Oh, thank you.
Waiter.
Yes, monsieur. Oh, monsieur, bonsoir, mon ami.
Bonsoir, Fernand. You are well?
I am alive. At my age, even that is an accomplishment.
Fernand, this gentleman is a friend of mine, Mr. Conway. He wishes to order a drink.
Hello, Fernand. Napoleon brandy, if you please. One single, one double.
At once, Monsieur Conway, at once.
Oh, incidentally, Mr. Conway, Fernand there can verify the story I'm going to tell you.
Oh?
Because it was here, in this very café, that it all began. In fact, St. Clair was sitting exactly where you are sitting now.
St. Clair?
Elwood St. Clair.
The famous American photographer. Isn't he the only one who ever got a picture of the Grand Lama of Tibet or something?
Oh, St. Clair got many photographs no one else ever got.
Oh.
Remarkable man, whom I hope never to meet again, but never mind that. As I say, he was sitting there across from me, his face flushed, his eyes alight with excitement. Mm-hmm. And he made it clear at once why, in all Paris, he had come to me.
And I came to you, Michelle, because I'm informed that you're the one man in Paris who can get anybody into any place at any time, regardless of the law.
Oh, well, you are most flattering, Mr. St. Clair, but after all, you know, even I have my limits. Now, what is it you were counting on?
Look, Michelle, isn't there a place here we can be alone?
Oh, Fernand.
Yes, Michelle.
Fernand, my friend wishes to be sure we shall not be overheard.
Oh, but of course, the curtains... And I will see to it personally. No one shall sit near.
Thank you, Fernand.
It is nothing.
Well, now, Mr. Sinclair, your mysterious problem.
Michel, what do you know of the Royal Phantom of Versailles?
What? The Royal Phantom of... Wait a minute, I seem to remember...
I've seen the documents, Michel, in the National Library. Authentic reports of people who have seen it with their own eyes. Take in 1909, for instance. It was early summer, as now. One evening, a party of tourists went to picnic in the royal gardens of the Petit Trianon Palace at Versailles. And there, at exactly 1 hour past sunset, the phenomenon occurred.
The phenomenon?
Yes. As these tourists were sitting there, they suddenly heard laughter and the sound of tinkling bells. And, looking up, they saw a group of young women coming from a door in one wing of the palace building, all of them dressed in the costumes of the royal court of a century and more before. Ahead of the others was one girl taller than the rest, with sad, dark eyes, a garland of flowers in her hair, and tiny silver bells were woven into the fabric of her gown. And when she saw the tourists there, she stopped and stared at them, as if to say the strangers had no business in the royal garden. Then suddenly she beckoned to the others, and together then they ran on across the gardens and disappeared into the woods beyond.
Oh, of course, I do remember now. I heard of this years ago. And when the tourists told the guard what they had seen, he laughed at them. And when they took the guard to show him the door from which the girls had come, no door was there.
Exactly. But a door once had been just where they described.
Yes.
Only it had been bricked up over 100 years before.
Yes, and who had used that door when it was there? The Queen of France herself, Marie Antoinette. On summer evenings, in happier days, the young queen would come out that door with her ladies in waiting. And now, on certain days of certain years, at just the proper hour, it is said the queen returns.
You do know the story.
Oh, my friend, but half of Paris knows that story. Unfortunately, it's only a legend.
Well, how do you know that?
Huh?
Well, I've read the reports, Michel. Well, and I've discovered that there's a pattern to these appearances.
Oh, look.
They occur exactly at 7-year intervals.
Come, come, St. Clair.
It's true, Michel. Other people who have tried to check on this have missed that point. And tomorrow night, Michel, the cycle is complete again. Tomorrow night, the visitation is due, beyond all doubt.
So, and if it were true?
With your help, I intend to photograph whoever or whatever comes out that door.
You mean the door that is not there?
Your job is to get me into that garden with a certainty that no one else will come in.
I see. And my reward?
The half of whatever I get for the sale of the picture, if I succeed.
And if you fail?
I pay you 1,000 francs in any case.
Oh, my dear sir, you have just strengthened my belief in ghosts.
You will help me?
I will.
Good. Then meet me tomorrow at 5. The entry gate to the Trianon.
At 5.
And remember, Michel, remember for heaven's sakes, keep all this quiet. Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Well, 1,000 francs for the vain pursuit of a royal phantom.
It was a wise move you made, Michel.
Eh?
Go with him. Fear no.
You heard?
Without doubt, she will appear.
Who? The queen? Oh, Fernand, don't tell me that you believe the legend. You of all men.
From a small child I have known. My own grandmère herself told me she saw the Phantom Queen just as the reports have described. And that was exactly 77 years ago tomorrow night.
Oh.
Yes, Michel. Take the word of an old fool wise enough to know. Your mission will not fail.
No, no. What you ask is impossible, gentlemen. Keep all other visitors from the palace garden. What excuse could I possibly give?
Well, you could say that the garden walls are being repaired.
Never. No, no. I have my duty.
Oh, of course, of course. By the way, my friend here happened to find a 100-franc note on the ground by the outer gate as we came in.
Oh? I found what?
You know, the...
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, quite right. In fact, here it is. Only it was 250s.
Oh, thank you, St. Clair. And here, guard. Naturally, we wish to turn it in as good citizens.
Naturally. Thank you both for your honesty. And go on in. No one will disturb you. Come to think of it, the garden walls are being repaired.
Now, Michel, I'm sure both our cameras are set right, exactly where the door should be. Why don't they come out? Michel, what time is it?
Quarter past.
Yeah, so have I. Michel, you can't just lie there. We've got to be ready, both of us.
Oh, I'm ready, my anxious friend, but I'm also sleepy. I had little rest last night.
being otherwise engaged.
Oh, 4:15. That means it's time. Do you hear anything, Michelle? No laughter, no tiny silver bells. No. Listen, Michelle, did you hear it?
Michelle, you were asleep.
Oh, not ridiculous. I merely closed my eyes to better enjoy the beauties of this hour. Twilight, the blue hour, more beautiful in France than anywhere in the world. The hour when anything, even the unbelievable, can happen.
We'll see that you stay awake and watch it happen. Oh, where are they? Why don't they come?
Yes, why? No ghost has any right to be so inconsiderate.
You still don't believe this, do you?
To be truthful, I don't believe in ghosts. And never will.
Well, I'll still prove you're wrong. Michelle, I just thought.
What?
Some of the reports said the disappearing door appeared on the opposite side of this wing. And if they did come out there, we'd never see them. So look. Look, I'll take this camera and wait around there. You stay here with the other. It's all set. Flash bulb and all.
As you will.
Yeah, but don't forget to
walk. Oh, don't worry. I'll see all there is to see. every lovely ghost that comes, I personally will photograph. In Technicolor. Every lovely ghost.
But it cannot be.
Sir, by whose authority are you within these walls?
The dress with silver bells, the garland of flowers, and the sad dark eyes, the Grecian harp.
Now, wait a minute, the reports said nothing of the harp. No, I say it cannot be. Wake up, Michel.
Pray, why do you smite yourself, fair stranger?
Why? Well, there are times when one doubts one's eyes, Your Majesty. When one would make certain one is not walking in a dream.
You have not answered who you are.
Michel, Your Majesty. I am Michel, simple commoner, no more.
Pray rise, Michel. Michel. The name pleases us.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. I am honored that we like it.
Again we ask why you are here, and at this hour within our private garden.
I will confess, it was in fervent hope that I might come to know for a single moment the glory of gazing upon the person of my queen.
Oh, Michel. A commoner, you say? We can but note your speech betrays you as a most uncommon commoner.
The devoted subject of a most uncommon queen. But, Your Majesty, if I may ask, where are you ladies in waiting? The legend, I mean, that is, the reports are that they come to this garden with you at this hour.
Alas, Michel, I do not know. They are, like many things in these late days, unpredictable. Oh. My royal husband says it is a symbol of the times. France, the whole world is changing. Nothing is sure.
But death and taxes.
Oh, please. Let there be no talk of taxes or of death. My royal husband speaks of nothing else. Oh, poor Louis.
Hmm.
It is so long since he could be concerned with things of peace and beauty. Like this garden and this hour. Oh, if only Roland were here.
Roland, Your Majesty?
The court poet.
Oh.
Do you perhaps know poetry, Michel?
Oh, yes, and if I remember my history, Your Majesty, I mean, I seem to have heard that your favorite of all poets is François Villon.
You know Villon. Perhaps you can recall a verse or two.
Well, perhaps I can, but I would ask one favor in return, if I may. The right to make a portrait of Your Majesty when it is done.
It shall be so. And now the verse. Sit there, Michel.
This is one of Villon's rondelles, madame, which you may know. It goes, my love, when you are gone, the memory of you tortures me. I swear my sacred faith upon that life without you cannot be. Yet we must say farewell, my own. Farewell through all the lonely years.
My heart is yours till life is done. Farewell. I say the word with tears.
Oh, Michelle. Never have we heard the words more beautifully expressed.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. Now, you're part of the bargain. If you would, stand there with the palace in the background.
As you will, Michelle. Here?
Yes, the head a little higher, if you please. Oh. So, you smile above the lips. Ready? It is done. Thousand thanks, Your Majesty.
It is too little for one who is so pleased as queen. Now we must go.
Oh, does it mean that your humble subject who shares your love of François Villon will never see his queen again?
Who knows, Michelle? Perhaps if you're here alone again at just this hour tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
Perhaps.
Michelle, are you still there?
Oh, Your Majesty, please, wait here but one moment. I will return. Sinclair, where are you? Come this way, Sinclair. Back to the other side.
What is it? Did they appear? Well,
come, my friend. You will see. You will see for yourself.
You mean that, of
actually,
course.
Actually, I do. Your Majesty. Oh, Your Majesty.
Michelle, what on earth are you talking?
Sinclair, you didn't see her just now?
I saw nothing.
Oh.
Michelle, what's wrong with you? Why are you staring at that camera?
Here, take it, my friend. And develop the film that it contains with all the skill that you possess.
Michelle, you took
the... When it is done, you will know one thing. In seeking Michelle to aid you in your quest, you found the one man in all France who could attain it. All right, now. Oh, Sinclair, that film must be developed by now. Hurry, let us see.
20 more seconds. Oh. Besides, I still don't believe there'll be anything on the film. My hunch is you went to sleep and dreamed the whole business.
Now, do not say that. It was not a dream. I will not have it a dream.
This from Michelle, the skeptic? There, it's done. Ah. The light, Michelle. Now we'll take a look at your royal... Oh, by all that's holy, she was there.
So I was dreaming, was I?
Exactly as the reports described. The dress, the hair, everything. Michelle, do you know what this means?
It means that they have an engagement tomorrow night.
This photograph is priceless. I'll sell it for at least 10,000 francs.
One half of which is mine.
That goes without saying. And tomorrow, Michelle, when this is sold and you and I are really in the chips, we're going to celebrate. Both of us. Back at that same cafe where all of this began.
Why not? We shall drink a toast together. To her. The beautiful one who is responsible for it all.
Look at them, Michelle, and feast your eyes. On page one of every paper in Paris, my picture of the Phantom Queen. Exclusive photo by Elwood St. Clair. This will go down as the greatest picture I ever made.
You ever made?
Shh, Michelle. Oh, and that reminds me. I sold the rights outright to Perregaux, the editor of Le Journal, for 10,000 francs. And here, here is your half. 5,000 cash.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Your champagne, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks, Fernand. You drink with us. This is a celebration.
I have seen the picture. My congratulations to you both.
Now, a toast to the fairest and noblest of phantom creatures, Her Majesty the Queen.
The Queen. Long may she live. Oh, no. I guess I can't say that, can I? Well, anyway, the Queen.
The Queen.
The Queen.
Well, now, Sinclair, if you'll forgive me, I have a very special appointment.
Oh, what is all this? And that book? The Collected Poems of François Villon. Oh, who is she, Michelle?
You know, it is possible that even you would be surprised. Goodbye, my friend.
He is here to celebrate. I'll teach him to celebrate making a fool of René Perregaux.
What's the matter, Sinclair? But you look strange.
Well, the man who just came in is Perregaux of Le Journal. I sold him the picture.
Here you are, Mr. Sinclair. The world's greatest photographer.
You come to help celebrate, Monsieur Perregaux, eh?
Celebrate? You sold me a picture, monsieur. Guaranteed to be the authentic picture of the Royal Phantom of Versailles. And look at this. And this. And this. From a dozen different sources, these pictures have come to me. Look at the girl in those pictures. and then at your royal phantom. Compare them.
Yeah, they are pretty close, aren't they?
Close? They are identical. Do you know who she is, your phantom queen? A young actress of the cinema, a nobody, a girl who has played small parts in half a dozen films. And her name? Not Marie Antoinette. No, my friend. The name of this person for whose photograph I paid you 20,000 francs is Tony Chevigny.
Michel, did you hear that?
About the 20,000? I did. You held out on me, my friend. I'm surprised.
I mean about the girl.
Yes, I heard. What was the name? Chevigny? Hey, Fernand.
I think I am needed in the kitchen.
Oh, no, you don't. Come back here, Fernand. I suddenly recall. Your name is Chevigny, is it not?
Why should I pretend it is so?
And the girl whom I photographed in the garden?
My granddaughter. Oh. Such beauty, Michel, and such talent as an actress. Yet, thus far, so little success. But I knew that publicity like this, her face on every newspaper in Paris, would mean... Well, who can blame an old man for wishing to assist his own flesh and blood?
Oh, never mind all this. You, Sinclair, where is my 20,000 francs?
Wait. You, Michel, where is my 5,000... Michel? Michel? Where did he go?
Who knows, monsieur? Once one starts dealing with phantoms, it is impossible to be sure of anything.
And you know, this time, guard, I found 200 francs by the outer gate. Here.
You are a careful citizen, monsieur. Go in. Thank no you. Other shall enter the garden, never fear.
Well, if only I'm not too late. Hello? Hello? Are you here, Your Majesty? Perhaps it is essential for one to close one's eyes.
Good evening, Michel. You are late.
Ah, Your Majesty, 1,000 pardons. I was delayed, and I feared that you might not come.
I was not sure myself, but conscience drove me to it.
Conscience?
Come closer, Michel. Closer. There. Now, there is a confession I must make to you.
A confession, Majesty?
Yes, I'm not who you think I am.
You are not?
No. You believe me to be the queen. Is that not so?
And if I did?
You were wrong, Michel. Alas, I am not the queen.
Oh. Who, then?
I am one of her ladies-in-waiting.
Oh, I am relieved.
Which means, Michel, there is no Louis, dead or alive, for you to worry about. There's nobody. In fact, I'm not really even a lady-in-waiting. I'm more of a maid-in-waiting.
You are.
And I still love François Villon. So if you could read another poem, or two, or three.
I could. But if I might come still closer, my lady, I might speak my own words of love for your ear alone.
Yes. Yes, speak, Michel. Tell me.
You are beautiful, beyond compare. And you are also very mistaken if you think you have deceived Michel, Tony de Chevigny.
Well, you know. You knew before.
Almost from the first.
But how?
Oh, your performance was excellent, my dear. I think your grandfather is correct in his judgment of your talents. You should go far as an actress.
Michel, how did you know?
Now, tell me. Would the ghost of Marie Antoinette have worn a dress with a zipper at the waist? Or would she have had bobby pins in this soft and lovely hair?
So that was it.
Of course, there was the camera. I hardly believe the good queen would have posed so prettily when I took a flash picture with a modern camera. She would have thought it some work of the devil.
It was the work of the devil. Oh, you're not angry with me.
Angry? Of course not. I prefer my ghosts to be substantial. As tenderly substantial as you are, my dear, at this moment. No, Tony, please, don't turn away.
Michelle, you mustn't take for granted. I'm not sure.
Be quiet, my darling. Be quiet, Your Majesty.
But I... Oh, Michelle. Michelle, my adorable commoner. Darling, tell me one thing. Didn't you ever believe I was the Phantom? Even for a moment?
Well, for a moment, yes. Yesterday, when you first appeared, but then my good sense made me realize what intelligent man could ever believe in ghosts.
And you are a very intelligent man, Michelle. If you weren't, you might not be going to kiss me again right now.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. Oh, Tony, my dear.
Oh, Michelle. I could stay forever in your arms. I could... Michelle, behind you in the wall.
Is it?
The door. Michelle, you see?
Yes.
The queen and all of them.
Yes, of course. Be very still.
Wait. Strangers within the royal garden. By whose authority are you here?
Bow, Michelle, bow. Mm-hmm. Your Majesty.
Oh, your Majesty. Pray forgive this intrusion. It was only that your humble subject wished to know for a single moment the glory of gazing upon the person of his queen.
In that case, you are forgiven. Come, Yvette, Elise, all of you. There are those who wait for us.
Michelle, you saw? You saw?
Yes, and you too, Tony, then. I was not dreaming. You saw them, too. You heard her voice.
I saw, Michelle. I heard beyond all doubt.
A miracle. It was a miracle.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Oh, but, Michelle, you look sad.
I am sad. It's a miracle, but it's also a tragedy.
A tragedy?
20,000 francs, Tony. And this time I forgot my camera. And that, Mr. Conway, was the entire incident of the Royal Phantom of Versailles. You can understand why it holds a special place in my heart.
I certainly can. Then you actually saw the Royal Phantom with your own eyes, Michelle.
You doubt my word, Mr. Conway?
No, Michelle, you know I'd never do that.
Ah, but you do. I will prove that you are mistaken. What I've told you occurred just short of 7 years ago on the... What is the date now? The 2nd? Let us... Oh, what a pity.
What now?
Only last Thursday. It was 7 years to the day. Oh, and this time I wasn't there.
Oh, the queen must have been disappointed.
No, it is not a matter for lightness, my friend. As for you, if you wish to verify what I have said, I suggest that you make a point of being at the Garden of Versailles exactly 6 years, 11 months, 25 days, 3 hours, and... Let's see, 7 minutes from now.
You know, you've picked the one night I'm tied up.
Oh, Mr. Conway.
But meanwhile, Michelle, tell me about the girl, Tony. Did old Fernand's plan succeed? Did the publicity help his granddaughter become a great movie star?
Tony, alas, was one of those magnificent actresses who is doomed to play only one part.
Oh.
Well, the last I heard of her, she was married to an innkeeper in the south of France. She had 5 children, the 4th of which she named Michel. She lives now, in fact, not far from the Chateau Saint-Rion. Ah, Saint-Rion. You know, Mr. Conway, it was there that I became, unfortunately for a single day, the richest man in all France.
You did? Michel, how was that?
Oh, it was an adventure that involved corpses instead of ghosts.
Corpses? Well, whose corpses? Go on, Michelle, go on.
Go on?
Yes, tell me more.
Oh, no, my friend. My landlady is waiting, and besides, that is another story. And another $200.
Charles Boyer will soon be seen starring in Douglas Sirk's production, The First Legion. In the role of Bart Conway, you heard Hanley Stafford. Tony Chavigny was played by Gene Bates. Also in the cast were High Everback, Wilms Herbert, Donald Morrison, Tudor Owen, Betty Moran, Viola Wan, Lucille Alex, and Marna Keneally. Our show is directed by J. Donald Wilson. Tonight's script was written by True Boardman. Characters of Michelle and Bart Conway were created by Ernest Boydia and Clement Scott Gilbert. Listen again next week at this same time to Presenting Charles Boyer. This is Don Stanley speaking. Now stay tuned for the thrilling Big Town on NBC.